Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morin hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neiman hits a pop-up into right field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lopata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Haddix hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Fernandez steals third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. Walls moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bausch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rapolsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolsky hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bolger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. There goes Bulger. The throw from Lopata to Fernandez, and Bulger is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lopata is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopata hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Haddix is 0 for 1 in the game. Haddix hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hamner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamner for the out. Ashburn moves to second. Two outs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapolsky hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bulger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bulger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-2 in the game. Haddix bunts in front of the plate. Neiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Fernandez steals third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bolger is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bolger hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. the Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-3 in the game. Rapolski hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rush is 0-for-3 in the game. Rush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lopata is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopata hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Lopata reaches second base with a double. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones bunts towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lopata moves to third. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Lynette now catching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 0-for-4 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Haddix is 0-for-2 in the game. Haddix hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chuck Harmon pinch runs for Harvey Haddix. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Ashburn bunts in front of the plate. Neiman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hamner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon scores. Ashburn moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.